This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A second hour of Intelligent Medicine. We got plenty of time to take your phone calls, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. This hour, we're going to talk about the success of a new blood test for autism. Wow, it's high time that we had a way of predicting the development of autism. Also, a disturbing study that suggests that all those people who have body implants, hip replacements, breast implants, you name it, that fungi and bacteria may be growing on these supposedly sterile implants. That's a big concern. First, here's a warning to those of you who are my patients. I know some of my patients listen to this program. I mean, yeah, it's a busman's holiday because, you know, you see me in the office, and even in your leisure time, you may want to hear more of what I have to say. But according to a new study, don't think of switching doctors. Stay with me. Headline, sticking with the same doctor may extend patients' lives. Reuters Health reports that seeing the same doctor over the years helps people live longer. This according to a international study, 9 different studies on 4 different continents, all sorts of different healthcare systems. So it's not just a local or cultural effect. According to the lead author of the study, Sir Dennis Pereira Gray of Exeter, in the UK, he says, we think it works in 2 ways. First of all, we think patients talk to their doctors they know and trust more freely, even about embarrassing matters. So you build a relationship, and there's a freer exchange of ideas. And, you know, even sometimes that, you know, small talk, you know, talking about your families, talking about your vacation, it solidifies the bond. And you may confide in your doctor. There's a better lines of communication. Also, there is something called continuity of care. So, you know, when you hand off from one doctor to another doctor to another doctor, you go to, say, a clinic, and it's like, well, who's on duty today? Okay, well, it's this doctor. I haven't met this doctor before. He's a new doctor. She's a new doctor. Okay, well, it's all the same because it's part of the same clinic. They all talk to one another, and the records are in my chart. It's not the same. Continuity of care makes patients more satisfied, more likely to follow medical advice, and more likely to share vital information. And plus, the doctors know the patients. So 18 studies found that greater continuity of care was associated with lower mortality, and there was also increased interpersonal relationship between patient and doctor. So you know, they say visiting the same doctor over time can be difficult in some countries, say with nationalized healthcare systems. We got to go back to that system of, you know, your personal physician. We are not interchangeable cogs in a system. All right, let's take some calls. Let's talk now to Rose from Long Island. Hi, how are you? You got to turn off your radio, Rose.
Turn off the radio? Okay.
Yeah, Rose. Yeah, do it. Can you do it?
Just give me a second.
Okay, we'll talk to Kathy meanwhile. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Nice to talk to you. Quick question, hopefully. I had an ultrasound 6 months ago for a different subject, but they found on my kidneys a neoplasma of the right kidney and an angioplymoma of both kidneys. My doctor said follow up in 6 months. I just had it done this week. The results came back from the place where I had the ultrasound down, and the radiologist said similar results. Now, I don't have the full report. They just verbally told my doctor similar results. We think she should get a CAT scan. My doctor doesn't kind of agree. She said, I think you should go to a urologist first. What are your thoughts?
Okay. Well, first of all, do you know what a neoplasm is?
Not really.
Sounds scary, though, right? Neoplasm.
Yes, it certainly does.
Oh, my God. Neoplasm. Well, neoplasm is simply a growth, okay? So, and it could be cancerous, and it could be benign, most likely benign. And these are often what we call incidentalomas. In other words, you look for one thing, and then you find, they give you a clean bill of health, but they say, and by the way, we found a couple of these, funny looking things on the, we suggest you come back in 6 months, see if they grow. Cause if they don't, then they're fine. You know, a lot of people have these little cysts, little, changes, and it's nothing. It's a nothing burger. So, you are caught on the horns of a dilemma because, we do a lot of testing in this country. Tests are widely available, and we also practice defensive medicine in this country. And God forbid you could be one in the 10,000 where it could turn out to be something bad. So they want to work you up to the max. CAT scan, it could give you some additional insights into what that is. A urologist, may end up ordering a CAT scan or may order other tests. I mean, it's about the kidneys, so a urologist might be the appropriate person. I think what your doctor is doing is, in football, it's, fourth down and, and 7 yards to go, and you punt. And that's what happens in your case. They're just sending you to another doctor who's going to take responsibility and, do the right tests. Unfortunately, you may have to undergo additional tests because of the need for due diligence in this case. Because I can't assure you that, don't worry about it. There's nothing. I'm consulting my attorney here. Irving, should I tell her that everything's... Irving says no. No, Irving's telling me... Go get further checkups, make sure everything's okay. All right?
Thank you, Dr.
Fine.
Hoffman.
You're probably fine. But, Irving says, I always have, people don't know this, but Irving is sitting next to me during every broadcast. He's a silent partner here, and I always consult him, with these thorny situations because, the legal implications, medical liability, et cetera, boy, kind of watch out. Just kidding. All right. Rose from Long Island. Hey, Rose, are you squared away there? You good?
Yes. Hi, doctor.
Hi.
Am I clear with you right now?
Yeah, you're good. You're talking to me.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had called up because of my fatigue, and I like that you advertise, your
fatigue. NT factor. NT factor. Yeah, NT factor. Right.
Anti-aging factor.
Right, right.
Now, I had chemo for chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
Yeah.
I had it in July 2012.
Yes.
And recently, about 2 years ago, it came back. And now they said they...
It usually does. I mean, the chemo for CLL is usually not definitive. It knocks it back. It buys you time. It's a slow-developing malignancy. And so it's not, entirely surprising that it eventually came back. All right. But
okay.
So
but
you're faced with you're faced with an increase in your white blood cell count again.
Yeah. But
okay.
And also my red blood count is down too.
Yeah, that happens.
I'm very, very weak from it.
Yes.
And I was looking to see, if you had, if I could use that anti-aging factor.
Yeah, you can absolutely, use it. And it might help. The fatigue, but since the fatigue is actually has a specific cause. I mean, number one, you're 80, so sometimes that's part of it. But I'm not just resigned to being fatigued at 80. I mean, clearly, you've had a cancer, you've had chemo, that can be very fatiguing. Number two, you're anemic, and anemia certainly causes fatigue. Now, you might say, well, I'm anemic, I should take a lot of iron. That's not going to help in this case because the anemia is not due to iron deficiency. It's due to a problem in your bone marrow in the production of the red blood cells. So you could take the NT factor, and it might help a bit. I've had many cancer patients who are completely wiped out from chemo, and they take the NT factor, and it has a very nice restorative effect on them. So absolutely take it. I might suggest a little higher dose than the average person. I might go to, you know, 4 or 6 per day instead of the, you know, 1 twice daily, which is a good thing for ordinary folks who want to prevent loss of energy. The other thing you can do specifically for CLL, it's actually been shown to be effective, is take EGCG from green tea. Research at Johns Hopkins is underway looking at the potential for EGCG in the treatment of chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And, well, you know, again, it's not a panacea. It's not a miracle cure. But it might slow the progression of that. And that might buy you time so that, you know, more research is done and maybe yet another medication can be developed, which can slow the progression of your CLL. You know, it's a disease where, you know, we don't have a cure, but we can fight sort of a valiant holding action and slow the progression of the condition so that ultimately you might happily die at 99 as something, you know, just natural causes. That would be the goal. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. Now that people have taken advantage of the opportunity to pose questions, call in 877-726-TALK for Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Green means go. This summer, go green for your health with Kyo Green's family of superfood drink mixes. They're an easy and on-the-go answer to getting more greens in your day. Nutritionists, health experts, and mothers everywhere have long heralded the benefits of eating your vegetables daily, especially greens. Yet that's a goal few of us meet. The Kyo Green line of green blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. All GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for an easy, delicious, and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Go green with Kyo Green. Available at fine natural health retailers everywhere and online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And let's talk colostrum, because colostrum is nature's most powerful superfood. It's what mammal mothers give to their babies at the time of birth to prime their gastrointestinal systems and their immune systems. And colostrum is now available to you in an outstanding product. It's a nutritional supplement that I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, it's a liposomal form of colostrum. Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order Colostrum LD, just go to Sovereign sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free just to try it. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for colostrum LD. I think you'll want to add it to your daily supplement regimen. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And this is a disconcerting story because it harkens back to around 10 years ago. It's actually 12 years ago now. It was 2005 that I was on my bike on a beautiful Saturday just like this. I was taking a bike ride in Central Park, and I was training for a triathlon. And I did 30 miles, and I was proud of myself. I came back. And I was just pulling up to my apartment on the east side, and there was just one final little obstacle to surmount. I had to go up a little driveway that would take me right up to the front door of my apartment building, and I wasn't even going fast. I was going slow, and that's actually part of the problem, because the faster your bike goes, the more balance you have. I was going slow, and in front of the little lip of the driveway was a little puddle of water. But what turned out was, I didn't know how deep it was. It was a pothole. It was a pothole that was about, 6 inches deep. And I hit that pothole, and I hit the lip of the driveway, and it flipped my bike down. And all of a sudden, I was in excruciating pain. And I tried to get up, and my left leg was like a wet noodle. There was absolutely no force in my left leg. And I was literally within 20 feet of the entrance of my building, and I couldn't even crawl to the entrance of the building. And luckily someone was home. I had them come down. They assessed the situation. They called an ambulance, and I went to the hospital. It turned out to be a broken hip. So they put in a titanium implant, and that titanium implant was like an internal cast. And that's what happens when you break a hip. They put in a rod. They call it a rod. It's a long shaft of titanium that literally exists within the bone marrow of your leg. And I had it in. And then I asked the doctor, I said, well, do we take this thing out? And he said, well, usually not. We leave it in, because it'll stabilize your hip. You'll never break it again, because you'll be like, $6 million man. You'll have like a titanium rod in there, and you'll be unbreakable. And I said, no, I want it out. He said, well, yeah, we do take it out from time to time. And so they did. They ultimately took it out. And it was a big deal. It was hard to get it out. But it turns out that according to a study at the University of Copenhagen, fungi and bacteria grow on body implants. This is a concern. Researchers examined 106 implants in the surrounding tissue from different patient groups. They found that 70% were colonized by bacteria, fungi, or both. And that's consequential. These things that we put in our body, they form surfaces on which grow biofilms that harbor fungi and bacteria. And that is a concern. That can affect the immune system. It can promote systemic inflammation, immune reactions. And this really needs to be part of what we consider when we casually put replacement parts into bodies. It's a big deal. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A new blood test for autism, but does it really work? We'll find out in just a moment. But first, let's hear from Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have diverticulosis, and I try to eat a high-fiber diet. But are there any supplements I should be taking as well? Thank you.
Okay. Well, for our listening audience, diverticulosis is a condition of Western civilization. You know, actually, it was a British physician who found, you did some research, found that diverticulosis was very prevalent in England, went down to Africa and studied the populace down there who had very, very high fiber diets and found that it was virtually non-existent. So a high fiber diet is preventive against diverticulosis. Diverticulosis is little outpockets, like pockets that can pouch out from the large intestine. And if you take a barium enema, you see like these little pockets that form that can sometimes collect bacteria, food particles, and result in a worse condition, which is diverticulitis. I mean, diverticulosis per se is not a problem, but it can be a precursor to diverticulitis, which can cause fever, malaise, abdominal pain, and you know, ultimately sometimes results in surgery to remove the affected part of the intestine. So the high fiber diet is a way of preventing it from getting worse, but it's not going to make it get better. And just as you know, a sock that's stretched out of shape, it's not going to, you know, resume its normal shape. Similarly, the intestine is not going to go back and revert to a smooth surface after you have diverticulosis. So, yeah, a high-fiber diet is good, probiotics to help digestion, anything you could do to avoid constipation, because to the extent that you retain stool and that puts pressure on your large intestine, that's going to make things worse. My favorite natural laxative is magnesium citrate. Make sure that you move your bowels a couple of times a day. I don't think there's any specific supplements that are going to reverse this condition. Diverticulitis, that's something else entirely. If you have diverticulitis, you need a more radical kind of diet change. And what I've found helpful for my patients with diverticulitis is something that we use for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, which is the SCD, the specific carbohydrate diet. It reduces the proliferation of bad bacteria in your intestinal tract, which can sometimes cause infections. And that gets a lot of my diverticulitis patients out of trouble. I would say we can save about half of them from requiring surgery through just that diet alone. But it requires strict adherence to the diet. As long as people stick to the diet, they're fine. When they deviate, they often call up, complain, say, "I'm worse." We ask what they've eaten, and usually they've gone up the rails in terms of excess carbohydrates that can cause the bacterial population to skyrocket. All right, so that's diverticulosis. And this item, successive blood test for autism affirmed. All right, well, you know, one of the problems with autism is that it comes on as a surprise, is that babies seem overtly normal. They may seem a little peculiar. It's always a real challenge to diagnose it early. And there is an element of denial that sometimes occurs on parents' part. I mean, I don't blame them for saying, well, you know, the kid's a little slow. Maybe that's the way it is. And that's, you know, you can't always, you know, every developmental quirk of your child, if you paid minute attention to it, you'd just go crazy. So there's an element of like, oh, it'll turn out okay. And then by 12, 18, 24 months, the speech delay, the behavioral impairments become so glaring that you get a diagnosis of autism. And it'd be nice to have an opportunity to undertake preventive measures. From the standpoint of conventional autism treatment, there really are no medicines for autism, but behavioral interventions can be undertaken early to avert some of the serious limitations, communications, and social limitations that afflict these kids. So they do intense behavioral intervention, what we in the integrative community like to do is we like to do nutritional interventions. Nutritional interventions can be powerful. Gluten-free, dairy-free diets, the use of certain supplements can have a profound effect on the prognosis of kids who are showing early signs of autism. But the problem is, it'd be nice to diagnose it early. So you'd say, well, this child is likely to develop autism. Let's get on the stick and get going with some of these interventions. So here's a test that can help spot autism at an early age. It has the potential to lower the age at which children are diagnosed, leading to earlier treatment. It is not a single blood test. Newer blood tests for cancer, for complex disorders like Alzheimer's, are based on algorithms which combine numerous tests. They're sometimes referred to as proteomic tests, where they take a bunch of tests, run them through a complex algorithm that requires a supercomputer to churn that data. This one is based on 24 metabolites that can be obtained through a blood test. And it's quite fascinating because what are those metabolites? They're based on the methionine cycle. Think homocysteine, folic acid, B6 and B12, and the transsulfuration pathway. These are major targets of some of my colleagues who are working on early intervention for autistic kids with nutritional supplements and diet changes. It really seems to be, to some extent at least, a nutritional disorder, also a disorder that has some genetic components, some weak pathways, the potential for toxicity, the potential for the microbiome to be involved. And this test relies on 24 metabolites, and it correctly identified, get this, 96.1% of all typically developing participants. And then they did it again. They applied it to a new group of 154 children for testing purposes, and it correctly predicted autism with 88% accuracy. So it's not 100% accurate. No test is. But with a great deal of accuracy, we're really honing in on an autism test. And that is good news in our battle to treat this ever more prevalent condition. It's can be a devastating diagnosis, and it's afflicting more and more of our kids. And that clearly has something to do with our diets and our lifestyles. Let's take a call now from Bob in Manhattan. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I have a question about something you mentioned on your program just a short time ago about the possible growth of fungi and bacteria on an implant. I had a hip implant a little more than 4 years ago, and I'm wondering, how would I know if I have an issue with that?
Okay. There's only one way to tell, and that is to remove the implant and examine it microscopically with advanced techniques. You know, so this is like a kind of a research project, and it's not generally available clinically. So, you know, what it suggests is that we need to be more cautious about implants, because now we do them quite readily. And look, there's no question that implants are a boon to many, many people. I mean, if you're hobbling around, you know, and you're 60 years old and you're going to live another 30 years, what's the point? You know, your lifestyle is severely impaired and you want to get a total knee replacement, or you want to get a hip replacement. I mean, I get it. On the other hand, it's not a free ride, and there's a potential for the presence of these fungi and bacteria. We don't even know what the consequences are to that, and the article admits that. It says, well, you know, we just noted the presence of these things. It didn't necessarily make the people sick. But whenever you create a surface for bacteria and fungi to grow on, and there's no artificial surface that's yet been developed that completely repel the development of organisms. They all are kind of a magnet for biofilms, and biofilms form on all manner of indwelling devices. They're notorious for messing up catheters. They are a problem with many internally implanted devices. And it's a problem in medicine that we don't have a solution for. So we don't have an answer, but we do have a problem. And it suggests that we need to look for better materials, maybe coat them with biological things. Like, I mean, you've seen some studies that suggest that if you impregnate some of these implants with things like essential oils, interestingly, those may be more potent than antibiotics in preventing the growth of harmful organisms. I mean, there's actually some work being done on that. Silver has the potential to inhibit the growth of organisms. I mean, maybe we should be paying more attention to developing ways to repel the microorganisms that colonize implants. That, I think, should be a goal for future research. For people who've already had implants, I'm not suggesting you have them yanked out. But, you know, sometimes I see women with breast implants or people with various types of titanium in them, and they're not well. They develop autoimmune disorders. And what's up with that? Well, you know, it could be that luck of the draw, but it could be that there is some causality, and we need to investigate that. You know, just as we should not abandon research on the adverse effects of vaccines, even though tens of millions of Americans have implants, it doesn't mean that, it's settled science and the debate is over. That's all I have to say on it. Thanks for your call, Bob. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, diabetes related to air pollution, a new study says it might well be. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you may have heard me earlier doing a commercial for Osteothera plus Ipraflavone. Let me tell you a little bit about it, what's in it. Ipraflavone is an isoflavone derivative, and it is related in some ways to genistein, which is from soy, but although genistein is controversial because it may have hormonal effects. Ipraflavone has bone-enhancing effects without the hormonal effects. And studies show it can enhance bone formation and inhibit bone breakdown. It's added to this osteothera formula for individuals at highest risk for osteoporosis. And it's a comprehensive formula that I like to use for my patients. It contains, of course, some vitamin D, some vitamin K, especially the bone active vitamin K2 form, calcium, but calcium, not calcium carbonate, but calcium citrate malate complex, which is the most absorbable form of calcium, but not too much, because two tablets deliver just 250 milligrams of elemental calcium. And if you take four a day, you'll get 500 milligrams of calcium, which is not too much. We're concerned these days about too much calcium. It contains magnesium as a very absorbable form of magnesium, magnesium bisglycinate chelate, and boron, which has been shown to enhance bone, as well as ciproflavone. And so I believe in Osteothera Plus ciproflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, which you can find at drhoffmanstore.com. I recommend it to my patients. And so if you want to get more information on Osteothera Plus ciproflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. All right. This item that I promised to talk to you about, which is the relationship between air pollution and diabetes. Well, we know that air pollution causes all kinds of problems. It causes respiratory problems. It may even cause brain problems, according to some studies. It certainly can cause heart problems, because what you breathe goes into your bloodstream, and tiny particles actually go into the bloodstream and can affect the heart and the arterial walls. But new research now links outdoor air pollution, even at levels deemed, quote, safe, to an increased risk of diabetes globally. So, I'm all for deregulation. I'm all for American industry not putting inappropriate bureaucratic constraints on producers of energy in this country. But air pollution is a worldwide problem, and especially in China, in developing countries, a huge problem, because they don't have mature economies, and it's go, 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 produce energy at the expense of the populace. And what the researchers say is that we found an increased risk, even at low levels of air pollution currently considered safe by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, there is a relationship. So what happens? Previous studies have found that such particles, the airborne particles of dust, dirt, smoke, soot, and liquid droplets, can enter the lungs and invade the bloodstream, can contribute to major health conditions, as I said, such as heart disease, stroke, cancer, and kidney disease. And in diabetes, pollution is thought to reduce insulin production and trigger inflammation, which slows down the body's energy-producing machinery needed for converting blood glucose into energy that the body needs to maintain health. So, in effect, you're being poisoned, and the poisoning is slowing your metabolism, and the net result is that you're not burning energy efficiently. It's a little bit like too much soot in your furnace. Your furnace needs to be cleaned, and when that happens, you get less energy efficiency, use more fuel, you produce less energy, and that's sort of the principle by which air pollution is linked to diabetes. And it's a very, very severe problem. Even in lesser developed countries, poverty-stricken countries face a higher diabetes pollution risk. They include Afghanistan, New Guinea, and Guyana. So, and, you know, think of the effects of coal-burning stoves in houses, and domestic wood fires in underdeveloped countries. These enter the bloodstream and can gum up the works when it comes to blood sugar control. All right, another item that looks at the relationship between glycemic index in the diet, in other words, too much in the way of readily available carbs, and the risk of, get this, osteoporosis. This study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition suggests that a high glycemic index diet is associated with a higher risk of osteoporosis-related fractures. This was found in an elderly Mediterranean population at high cardiovascular disease risk. So, you know, what's bad for the heart, what's bad for the kidneys, what's bad for the eyes, turns out also to be bad for the bones. A high glycemic, high carb diet can promote osteoporosis. All right. Thanks very much for joining us today. It was great. Appreciate your questions. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. And follow us at drhoffman.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in chills and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.